Penguin Audio presents Until Fountain Bridge by Samantha Young, read by Ruth Hopkins. Chapter 1. It was always the same when you were looking for something amongst a big pile of some things. The something you were after was at the bottom of that big pile of some things. I finally dropped the last box on the other side of the room and wiped a streak of sweat from my forehead. When I'd moved in with Adam 3 months ago, I'd promised him that all the boxes of junk that I put in his spare room would be sorted out and put away within a couple of weeks. I'd unfortunately reneged on that promise, and wasn't ashamed to say I was still leaning on my tumour scare to get me out of the admonishment that should have followed. I'd been diagnosed with a benign, and yet still terrifying, brain tumour 8 months ago. A diagnosis that not only traumatised my family and friends, including Joss, but had kicked Adam, my brother's best friend, in the behind. He'd finally admitted to everyone he was in love with me, and we'd hardly spent a day apart since. Although our relationship had changed, we were still us, and Adam tried not to treat me like I was made of glass. However, I'd noticed he let me away with things he wouldn't have before, such as cluttering up his clutter-free swanky duplex with all my rubbish, and I didn't know if this was because of the scare or because we were a couple now and he was compromising. I swooped down in the last box with a grunt of triumph and ripped off the packing tape. Inside, I found exactly what I was looking for, and I smiled.